basically, a man takes his girlfriend's wife, submissive roommate, you know, whoever. He makes her take her birth control every, like, the pill every day under his supervision while he reminds her why she must take it. Because she doesn't deserve to be bred by him. She is, like, such a pathetic slut that he doesn't think she's fit to be, like, an equal partner and carry for him. And she's too horny all the time. She's too cum-dumb to do, like, anything right. She doesn't work. She barely has any hobbies. All she wants is to be filled by him and to have his attention and to get his approval by any means possible. I also put a bullet that says continued for more detail slash plot. It's like I'm planning on reading this graphic stuff anyway, so, like, why am I worried right now? So, anyways, he sees this, like, personality, I guess, that she has. Like, you know, the basically being useless and horny, and that's it. He sees this as her Achilles heel, and her, like, obsession with him wanting to breed her, basically. It's her Achilles heel in his eyes. When they first met, she was bright, independent, and ambitious. I hate reading this a little bit because it's me. Not totally, but basically, this is. Anyways, I am just gonna try reading the Google Doc again, and we're gonna see, like, how comfortable I can get. I'm really debating touching myself or not. I think I obviously should. Like, here's the thing. I am not good at talking during intimacy. I am so bad. I get insanely embarrassed, like to the point of, like, it's painful, you know? Anyways, well, if I were gonna touch myself, I'm in the office right now. I'm in my office. I live in, like, a high-rise apartment. I turned the chair to face the window so that it would feel easier to talk because the door isn't, like, in my peripheral vision, like, intimidating me. But there's, like, a million other people in apartments facing me. Like, there's really only one building that I think is close enough that they would be able to really, really see what I'm doing, but still. It's really just deciding how sneaky I want to be. I'm wearing boxers. So, like, boxer briefs, I mean, like, they're tight. Slip them down. Since I'm whispering now, it's probably, like, impossible to hear me. But I have a blanket on me, so. Oh, it's starting to rain. Okay. See, now the underwear is off. Well, like, around my knees. I can just feel that. Oh, I'm so wet. Ugh.
on my thighs all the time. Yeah, no. I used to get wet enough that it would, like, get the bed wet, even if I was just, like, sitting there, or just laying there, like, not even doing anything, you know? But now, like, like, I could go through, like, 3 pairs of underwear. Maybe 4. I get so stupid. See, I don't even know what to say. I need to. I really should just try, like, reading some of what I typed. Because I didn't really finish reading the continued for more detail and plot. So I will do that now. So it's also really embarrassing. To just, like, say out loud. It was, like, embarrassing to type. Like, like, I think I was, like, shivering a little bit. Because it just, I get so painfully shy. Basically, she just really wants to be bred. I am so bad. But to him, she's just too fucking stupid and cum dumb and useless and slutty to be bred. So she has to take birth control every day. And he lectures her every day about it. Basically, she was, like, really independent and ambitious and whatnot before they moved. I got a text. Whatever. And after they moved in together, she changed and became needier by the day. Eventually, she couldn't come without his load in her pussy. And as soon as it was oozing out, she'd scramble to push it back in. All while continuing to rub herself and just coming over and over again. And one day she started, like, curling up on her back with her cunt in the air, like, refusing to let a seed out until she was satisfied. And it started to take hours. And sometimes she wouldn't even bother. She wouldn't even bother to go to the bathroom afterwards. Instead, choosing to fall asleep like that. Used and gooey cunt displayed and aired out for anyone to see. And he finally got fed up. When she changed her birth control method. Since they'd met, she'd been using, like, a longer-term method, something she didn't have to do every day, you know? But then she came home with a new prescription for a daily pill. And it would have been fine by him, because that's her business. But then she told him about a fantasy that she planned on fulfilling. She explained that she felt happiest when her womb was filled with his load, and she couldn't resist the thrill of imagining him breeding her, staking his claim on her for her whole life and fully owning her. And she wanted to try skipping a few pills here and there to feed that thrill. And he thought to himself, how dare she become a dependent bimbo over the course of their relationship? And now she has the gall to assume he'd give in to her whims, no matter how life-altering those whims may be. And that day he fucked her harder and longer than he had ever fucked before. And he abandoned any thoughts about what she would want, and he pumped her full of his cum as many times as he could. And as she laid in a near catatonic state of bliss, he made his final decision on how to handle her behavior. He slapped her face twice and grabbed her jaw, and he slipped the first pill in her mouth and made sure that she swallowed. And he told her she'd never be worthy of being bred by him, and left. They continued their lives at home like this. He fucks her and fills her as he pleases, keeping her fully submissive with the unattainable goal of pleasing him enough to be filled without birth control. And try as she might, he remains unimpressed. He loves the person she used to be and hopes that she'll get back there one day. But for now, she needs to know her place. And then I wrote at the end, because I wanted to like request this, and so at the end I wrote, if you've bothered to read all of this and still want to fill this, I would like to offer you an offer you wouldn't offer to refuse. That's stupid. I think I'm funny. Anyways. So yeah. This can also, I guess this can serve as my request. Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll post this. And it'll be a request if you bother to listen all the way through. I'm so wet. Things that I want to say, but as soon as I go to say something, like, my brain just goes blank, and it's, I said before, I get stupid, I just feels good, like, what else is there to say? Good. guess that's it. Should anything else matter?
have to be honest. My entire backside is covered in sweat. It's like dripping in sweat. Oh man. Oh fuck. I'm gonna pull my fingers out and take them apart, and just like the whole length of my fingers is like a layer of. Makes really thick strings. Like, seriously, like, gloopy is just like the best word for it, I think. It's like crystal clear. Sometimes there's like a big bubble suspended in it. I think I'll feel better next time. I think I'll feel better about talking from here on out. Yeah. Okay, I think I will end it here, and now I'm gonna see if anything is actually like worth posting.